Zondervan presents Falling to Pieces, a Shipshawana Amish Mystery, Book 1, by Vanetta Chapman. Read by Pam Ward. Prologue. Daisy stood in the center of her garden, admiring the chaos of flowers. May rains and warmer days had brought a burst of color. Brilliant orange flowers dotted with butterflies spread across the ground. White false indigo had grown waist-high, and the purplish-pink blossoms of Joe Pye weed fought for their place in the sun. Unfortunately, grass and common weeds had also shot up with extra zeal. Her garden looked almost like a thing abandoned. She glanced back toward the quilt shop. Paperwork waited for her there. The garden beckoned her here. And where was Max? As if he could read her thoughts, the 60-pound yellow Labrador bounded past her, practically knocking her on her keister.
"Catch a ground squirrel and I won't be bandaging your wounds," she called after him. Of course she would. She loved the dog more than she would have thought possible.
She supposed turning 76 last March had softened her a bit. Also, she had no family in the area. The Amish community had accepted her, and the Englische, like herself, were as close as neighbors could be. But Max? Well, Max was her constant companion. He protected her, he played with her, he listened to all her problems without judgment, and he loved her unconditionally.
"Wonder where I left that hand rake. I had it last time I fought these weeds."
Daisy circled left, then right, finally spying the red handles of her